You can ask him for the miracle of a passive income. Because I don't want you to miss moments. Passive income. I want my struggles to end. My financial struggles, I want it to end. Oh God, you can ask him for it this morning. Oh, you can ask God for healing this morning. You only have to believe, because all things are possible to him that believeth. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Please, you may be seated. Good morning once again. I said good morning. The good Lord will bless you. I said God will bless you. His face will shine upon your life. In the month of March, you will have multiples of testimonies. In Jesus' name. This month we are looking at the topic, building capacity. That's what we are looking at for the month of March. Building capacity. Capacity building is for everybody. It's for everybody that is living and alive. Everybody. If you are a student and your last position is 5 or 6, you can build capacity to want to come first. If you are in school, you are in 200 level, and your result has been computed and you are in 2-2, you can build capacity to get to 2-1. If you're about to leave school and you know that you will be looking for the job that is very scarce, you can build capacity that your first interview will give you a job. If you are here this morning and you are living from hand to mouth, you can build capacity to have passive income. Capacity building is for everyone living. You say, if you stop to grow, you start to die. Then how do you grow? So this month of March, that's what we are going to be looking at. You see, a lot of Christians are frustrated in life. Because sometimes they misunderstand the scriptures. They misinterpret the Bible. So they keep believing God for things that the way God did not say it. And you can believe for the next 10, 15 years, nothing happens. Somebody say, maybe God should go and come and bless me with a car. I say, fine. Will God send an angel with a car? No. So God has to send someone to give you a car. So the person that God is going to send to give you a car, we have to go and work for the money to come and give you a car. Why don't you believe God to work for the money? To give you enough sense, enough brain to do something to attract the money. That's better. Everybody can build capacity. And there is nothing you want in life that is not possible. That is not attainable. But the question is this. Do I have the requirements to attracting what I want in life? And if I don't have, I should build capacity. Someone was ministering here. The man is yawning now. He said, if 100 million get to my account, he said he can faint. And I said, why not? Maybe I need to baptize you to believe God for 1 billion. And I'll be honest with you. He was honest, but he can build capacity towards it. So it is possible. And let me read to you from my introduction. When we say building capacity, we are referring to increasing the value of every virtue. that get you to be a better you in all aspects of life and living, both spiritual and physical. So we all can get to our expected end in destiny. But may I say that there is actually no uniformity of capacity. Capacity building is relative to the required and specific per time. What I want could be different from what you want. What you are looking for will be different from what I'm looking for. And then, but everything in life is attainable if you have what it takes to get in it. So there is a requirement. So quite a number of children of God are quite frustrated in life, because they keep believing God for what they're supposed to do. They keep believing God for what is expected to be their own responsibility in life. And check this out, frustration setting. That will not be your story. I said that will not be your story. 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 3, I read. According as his divine power given unto us, all things that pertain unto life and godliness at giving. What is the meaning of giving? What is it in tense? Is it past what? And giving, already given unto us. Please don't confuse the Old Testament with New Testament. Don't ever confuse both. The context of New Testament believer is totally different from the Old Testament. We are not working with the same syllables, even though we are talking about the same Bible. In the New Testament, when Jesus Christ came to die, for he had given unto us everything. So we were returned back to the place of have dominion. So when I'm talking to you, when I talk to you about what happened in the Bible, I should talk to you about what had happened in my life. As a child of God, as a minister of God. If I tell you about the miracle that was done in the Bible, I should tell you about the miracle that God had brought. Because what are we doing? We are representing God on earth. And giving unto us all things that pertain to what? Life. Everybody say life. Everybody say life. There's difference between life and godliness. Life, you have to live. You have to survive. You have to pay bills. And bills are not smiling. Are they smiling? Are bills smiling? Bills are not smiling. Life, you have to take care of inflation. Rates in your income. If you are earning X amount of money 2 years ago, the same X amount of money has been devalued. I don't have to tell you, the women that go to the market, how much you have to take to go and buy stuff now. So he said, I've given unto all that pertain to life, consideration of the equation, consideration of the economy, consideration of how much dollar to naira will be in Nigeria. I've given unto us. He gave us to be able to respond to everything. In fact, he had given unto us the capacity to choose the right president. It's not God that will choose the president for us. If the politician can come and sweet talk us, that is a fact that we did not build capacity. And we vote for the wrong person. If they think few of them can overrun all of us, that means they have built capacity to oppress us. We have not built capacity to stand against them. That's the problem. If the president of Ukraine has run away, what will have happened to Ukraine by now? Yes, because he's staying, everybody decided that, okay, why not, if not? Because he's staying. They told him they were going to give him an easy pass. He said, I don't want the ride. I only want ammunition. That's a man of capacity. Who are you? Who am I? How is it that in life you are looking for crumbs? To do what? What can crumbs do? To do what? You are waiting for somebody to give you a handout. To do what? God giving unto us all that pertain to life. Your bills, your everything, everything on this side of eternity. I'm not talking about godliness now. Life. Because you know you have to survive. You have bills to pay. Bambi, you can't be going around for people to give you something today. They will still give it tomorrow. They will give it after tomorrow. They will give it after tomorrow. As if you are what? You are not a beggar. Say, I am not a beggar. Yes, even the Bible told you. He said, the more blessed to give than to receive. If you don't have, you cannot give. You are blessed if you can give. That's what the Bible is saying. So that means the Bible does not expect us not to have, to give. But of course, where is the money? In the hand of God? It's in the hand of the sons of men. See this thing. iPad Pro. They will bring another one out. We will be queuing. We were queuing to buy it. For how much? Not small money. They build capacity. Some of you are seated before me looking at me now. The cards that you have not made the money in the next 5 years, you are using in your mind. Yes or no? Are you not using the car in your mind now? Ah, somebody bought the car and said, may I buy the same car in Jesus' name? In Jesus' name. And you will buy the same car in the next 5 years. So they've collected your money that you have not made now. Ah, these are people that are breakthrough. They are broken through. You are praying to go and give them money. But of course, they give you something in return. Say, I will build capacity. I can't hear you say what? I will build capacity. He had given unto us. Please, I want you to understand the issue about God. That God is not, God is going to do something tomorrow. Look, listen to me. God is an active God. He's not a passive God. All things that pertain to life, I'm not going to stop in that place. Life is life. Life is the fact that when you wake up on Monday morning, you have bills to pay. Who is going to pay your bills for you? I tell someone, I say, at least you should be able to take care of your bills in life, if nothing else. If you can't take care of your bills, something is wrong somewhere. You get back to children and you are telling them, Olorun lo ma won woman. That's not true. Olorun ke ma won woman, man. Olorun ma be sanwo school omo. Okay, why not? When your children become illiterate, they can't do anything. You know what happened? They will come and bounce on you in the future. So if you can afford to train one, give back to one. If you cannot afford to train anybody, don't give back to any. Hello? I can't hear. Hello? Hello? We need to borrow ourselves spiritual sense. This is not a religious church. This is a spiritual church. Had given unto us all things that pertain to what? To life. Everybody say life. Say life. This morning, Ibikunle, active income, passive income, investment. Listen to me. If you don't build capacity, even when money comes to your hand, you spend carelessly. That's what we call financial capacity. You understand how to manage money. All that pertain to life. And I want you to understand. Please stop spiritualizing life. In this place, you must pay your bills. Even the Bible said it. He said, a man that is not what? That cannot take care of what? His family. Even in his immediate what? Family is what? He was an infidel. Did you not read this in your Bible? So let's go on. Are you in church this morning? You can just say praise the Lord. I can't say, no, I said, I didn't say hallelujah. I said praise the Lord. Everybody say praise the Lord. Everybody say praise the Lord. If you like it or not, you must make it in this ministry. What did I say? You must do what? You must make it. The man that is talking about 100 million, I will lay hands on him.
And I'll be telling him how he can begin to understand 100 million. That is not his change. No, if you can't see, can you ever get it? It's not possible. But I like his candor and his sincerity. Pertain unto life and what? And godliness. Are given unto us. He's not going to give us. So stop asking for God. Stop asking God for what he has given you. That means you don't trust him. You don't trust his word. You are not accepting his word. You are telling him that what he said is not true about you. And giving unto us all that pertain to life and godliness. My query is, let me go and get it. How should I be asking for what God has given me already? All that pertain. He didn't need some that pertain. All. Everything that has to do with life. Imagine. All that pertain unto life. That is why I say everything you see is from God. All that pertain to life. All. All the medicine that they will discover, everything that will be discovered, or everything they are talking about today, God had given unto the sons of men. So some people now look at what God had given, they have to go after it. They did the research, they did everything. Sleepless night in the laboratory, everywhere. They were working, they were thinking, they were doing. So they got results. And when they get results, they will be collecting money from all of us. Can you ever pray in your life not to have a cell phone? Let them collect your cell phone for 48 hours. You will think you are not alive again. Some people build capacity to that level. That they began to manufacture things that became like second life to us. Everybody say, God had given unto me. Say, God had given unto me all that pertain unto life and godliness. He has given you. Now, let's go on. Through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. He said those promises are very precious. That through these, we might be partaker of his what? Divine nature. What is divine nature? I will lay my hand on the city, shall recover. When a naughty situation happens and I'm there, I can trust God and God can use me. When everybody say casting out, what will I be saying? I'll be saying lifting up. And I'm not saying lifting up because they say I should say it. I know that it must be lifting up. I represent God on this side of eternity. Listen to me. Say I will represent God. I want you to say, I will represent God. Anywhere I find myself, you are a representative of heaven. And you must live as such. Who is he that saith and it cometh to pass when Jehovah has not commanded? What is it that is not possible? With God, all things are possible. God has to use us. Say, God, use me. Say, God, use me. That is the issue. We must take responsibility. We must accommodate him and decide that we want him to use us. It is something that it must become our passion. We want to represent him everywhere we find ourselves. When situations are naughty, when I'm there, at least I can pray. And I can pray in faith. We partake of his divine nature. He expects us to be part of it. We are not supposed to be onlookers. Part of the divine nature. You know what it means to be partaker of the divine nature? We are representing God here on earth. When they get to your office and something happened, they said, somebody, God has sent somebody here. There's somebody that will represent God. There's somebody that will speak for us. That's exactly partaking in his divine nature. You are partaking. He's part of it. He wants you to be partaker of his divine nature. God is ready to distribute to us. escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. Now, and beside this, add to your faith. Please project it for me. I want us to look at it one by one. Everybody say add on. Yeah, say add on. Look at what it says you add. Now listen to this. Only add to your faith. Give me on the add to your faith what? Virtue. That's number one. He said virtue. Add on. Now, listen to me. If all you are thinking about in this world is according to the measure of faith, I am born again, I am a child of God. He said add on. Now, he didn't say I give you this one. God didn't say I will give you. He said add it. You go and look for it and find it. He said he that seeketh, find it. You know, there is work to be done as children of God. And there's no aspect of life and living that God cannot use anybody. No matter which industry you find yourself, medical industry, engineering, anywhere you find yourself, God can use us. He said, but add to your faith, virtue. And to virtue what? And to virtue, knowledge. Everybody say knowledge. Say knowledge. Uh-huh. The Bible says a wise man is strong. But the man of knowledge, what did you do? They said they increased strength. If I ask you the question from January to today, how many books have you read? Knowledge. How many books? Please, look at me. Please look at me. I can come here and be signing you. You know how to sign somebody and be making you happy. Let me tell you something. You will not, that is not the issue. The issue is how long I'm signing you, it will be difficult to get out of the same spot. How many books have you read this year? Okay, don't let me say spiritual books. In any field. Do you listen to news? Do you know what is going on? Do you know, can you defend the stock market? Do you know what the economy is saying? And you desire to be rich. You want to be okay. Knowledge across board. Add to virtue knowledge. Add it. It's your responsibility. You give me a book of 200 pages. I feel I was having the nonsense 200. And some people, even the knowledge people, are not even, they can't even read scriptures. You read scripture, you read few verses on one chapter, then you can finish a book of 4 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians at a sitting. Knowledge, add knowledge. A wise man is strong, but a man of knowledge will increase strength. If you want to build capacity, there are some things that you must. Knowledge, add it. There is everything they are talking about. When we finish, our nurses speaking, forget it. You know, something will happen to your life. Everybody will be asking you a question. Okay, let's say you have an economic issue now, for example. Bills to pay, everything to pay. Now, you are not gathering books of successful people. You are not gathering books of people who have been successful. People who are doing business. You are not consuming it. You pack 10 books. Get out of somewhere. You carry 10 books. Filling the 10 books for another 20. By the time you fill 30 books, money will be looking for you. Because your head will be, you know, when you read, you see, you know what reading does? We peep into the grace of God upon the life of men. And that's why this generation, we are much more blessed and more advanced. Because you can get anything like this now. So therefore, nobody have an excuse to fail in the time that we live in. All you need to do is to go to Google some things. Add knowledge. You want to be a strong man? You want to be a man of capacity? You want to be somebody that everybody will be listening to? Please read up. And I'm talking about volumes. Or else, the life of people will be tautology. You'll be, see, you'll be, even, just now, You'll be saying, you'll be repeating the same thing. How can I come and be talking to you? And they wrote, Apostle Paul wrote some things many years ago. And that's the same thing I'm repeating to you. When I have break. And when the Bible says Elijah was a man of what? Like passion. You know what the Bible told me? It said, a man like you. So shut up, go and do something. Go and do your work. You know, talking about Elijah, maybe I should warn some people here. You know, every prophecy you give in life, is going to affect you too. The prophecy of there is no rain, there is no for 3 years. It affected Elijah, yes or no too. The brook got dried up now. So beware of the prophecy you give. Beware of the way you talk to people is going to bounce back to you. That's free of charge. Knowledge. Add knowledge. Knowledge. Read books. Listen to lectures. To build, that is why you build capacity. That's what it means. You build capacity. You know what is going on in your world. And to knowledge, temperance. That is what is called good behavior. Everybody say good behavior. I can't say good behavior. Good behavior, temperance. Temperance. You can control your emotion. You are not a man that will just, you just go haywire. And you can say anything with your mouth. Anything that comes to your mind, you will say, blah, 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 and you are a child of God. You have the capacity. It's part of capacity to control your emotion. Because, of course, some people will make you angry anyway. Things have to happen. But your capacity determines the way either you react or you respond. Temperance. Self-control. Now, and to temperance, patience. Everybody say patience. Everybody say patience. And to patience, what? Godliness. To be like God. Look at where godliness comes in. Look at where godliness comes in. Now, here, virtue, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, and to patience godliness. Let's say you want to be like God. There's no patience, there's no temperance, there is no knowledge, there's nothing. How can you be like God? And to God, and to godliness, brotherly what? Everybody say brotherly kindness. I can't hear. I said brotherly kindness. You are not saying, say brotherly kindness. You know the meaning. Please be kind-hearted. Please have mercy on people. Please forgive people. Please. That's why they call it brotherly kindness. Be kind. Don't hold sins of people against them. Please. Learn to forgive people. Please help yourself. Brotherly kindness. Be kind-hearted. And to brotherly kindness, what is it? Charity. Love. Love is the last part of it. Verse 8. Let's read together. Now, I want us to read together. 1, 2, 3, go. Verse 8. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. Verse 8. Please project verse 8 for me, please. First, 2 Peter 1, 8. Now, let's read together. Being what? Wait a minute. Being what? Now, what are those things? Name the first one. Faith, yeah. The first one. Second one. Third one, fourth one, fifth one, sixth one, seventh one, eighth one. Eighth must be in you. The eighth must be in you. You must not be missing in one. Eighth. Faith. Two. Virtue. Three. Four. Five, 6, 7, and 8. Now let me ask you a question. Now let's not talk about the child of God. Who is the child of God? Is somebody that come and say sinner's prayer? I receive Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. I'm born again. All things are passed away. All things have become new. He said, "This it must be you." Bible instruction. Let's read the Bible the way we're supposed to read it. Otherwise, we're going to be deceiving ourselves forever. And may I not get to heaven and know the truth in heaven? Once I don't know, how can you be this? It's in heaven, you know the truth. You have missed out. Can you imagine that you only got to heaven to know the truth? And the same truth with is in this place. How can you live a free life? How can you be a free man? Now, number one, faith. Number two, no, you must say it often. I want you to be telling me often. Number one is what? Number two. Number three. Because I know you are writing, you won't go back to it. I know you will don't, you will just be writing it. Hey, I want you to know it often. Number one. Number two. You are not talking. Hello, you are not talking. You know how to talk. Now you are not talking again now. You know how to talk. Now you are not talking. Number one is what? I must be hearing you. Number one is what? Number two. Number three. Number four. Number five. Number six. Number seven. Number eight. Love. Charity. You know what? When you chop this eight, you know what? Something will happen in you. Now, he didn't finish there. He now gave me an instruction. Project verse 8 for me. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. Beware. Say in me. Say in me. We are talking about building capacity. I don't want to deceive you. There is something that happened to you that before you are yet speaking, when you are yet praying, God is answering. There's a level you get to in life that nothing moves you and nothing shakes you. There's a capacity you carry. And you know that heaven will respond. Please don't let us deceive ourselves. Spell it out. If these things be in you, not only there, and do what? And do what? What the meaning of abound? An increase. So that means everything that is being said, that's what, your faith must increase. Virtue must what? Increase. Godness, temperance, everything must increase. Love must increase. So if you start with value of love, let's say you start with 10, by the end of the year it must have increased to 20. If they abound in you, they make you what? You neither be barren or what? You will not be barren. I don't care how much I pray for you. If these things are not their barrenness, nobody can escape barrenness. Can you imagine that you are a Christian for 5, 6, 10 years and nobody is queuing behind you in life? You can't be sure of the people that you have converted. You can't be sure of people you are influencing. You can't be sure of people that are listening to you. And you are a Christian for 10 years. It's called barrenness. That will not be your story. I said that will not be your story. Now, you shall never be barren nor what? In what? Verse 9. What's verse 9? Boy that does what? Is what? Is what? Is what? So some children of God can be blind. We are talking about building capacity. The foundation for capacity is in Christ. The foundation of capacity is in God. Don't let anybody come and sweet talk you. That's not true. It's capacity. You don't need to be a Christian for 15 years to get to this level. Jesus Christ only walked with them for just 3.5 years. And they became superstars for God. Because they increase in this thing. They increase in virtue. They increase in love. They increase in temperance. They increase in brotherly kindness. So their ministry had color. The same Peter that was saying, "Silver or gold have I not?" Remember, what I give I thee? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and eat. in Acts chapter 10, Peter was in a penthouse somewhere, you know, that they were preparing food. See, what we are preparing is food. God can promote people. 'Say so you will neither be barren or what? But he that lacketh this thing is blind, cannot see afar, and has forgotten he was spoiled from his old sin. Wherefore, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. If you do this thing, you shall not fail. Verse 10, read together with me. 1, 2, 3, go. Wherefore, rather, brethren, do what? To do what? And what? Listen to me, my brother, my sister. You have a calling. An election. Give diligence. Give diligence to it. To make your calling an election sure. For if you do this thing, ye shall never fall. You will not fall. I say you will not fall. In the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, my God, the Bible said the wicked man flee when no man pursued, but the righteous, they are as bold as a lion. Men that carry this virtue, they are bold children of the living God. That's exactly what it means. It is people that are fruitful. It's people that know what the Bible said, they that know their God shall be strong and do what? And do exploits. So it is not about, it's about know their God. These are virtues that you must carry. You must carry every time. And that's when you have the capacity to pursue. There is so much in God for us. There is so much about God that we are yet to discover. We are not supposed to be frustrated people. We are supposed to be celebrated people. We are not supposed to be people who are being pitied. Children of God, we are supposed to be people who are being envied. Because these virtues, they are not in the common place. They are in the kitty of God. And that's exactly the way we can be different from the world that we live in. Therefore, I'm saying to you this morning, my brother, my sister, please tell somebody, welcome to the month of March. Tell another one, welcome to the month of March. Tell another one, welcome to the month of March. What did God tell us in the morning service? If you remember. What did God tell us in the morning service? You are when God shows up, God will show up for you. Listen to me. I said God will show up for you. In the month of March, God will show up for you. In the name of Jesus. But please don't ever forget these things. What we are doing is we are building what? Capacity. And I'm going to be praying a prayer for you this morning. Honestly speaking, you cannot escape the blessing of God. I'm saying, this is not them saying. They say Elijah is a man of like passion. You cannot escape the blessing of God. It is not possible. You cannot escape the blessings of God. How many testimonies do I want to share with you? How many? You know what? With God, all things are what? With God, all things are what? With God, all things are what? All things are possible. Somebody was reminding me on Sunday. He said, sir, our daughter has traveled abroad. Say, you remember when you used to call them out to pray for them? Anybody wants to travel abroad? Who wants to get scholarship? It was a season. Most of our children now. In fact, we've lost count. We've lost count. It was a season. Do you know that they are doing exploits all over the world as I'm speaking to you now? Then it was a season for them. We were calling them out and we were praying for them. We were praying for them. They are all over now. Is God not faithful? I said, is God not faithful? Is God not faithful? Can God not do miracle? God works miracle in this place.